Folks, this is Braylon with Sports Noise Podcast. It is April 26, 2024. This is episode number 4. And again, playoffs still rolling around. And we have some surprises that about the outcomes of some games yesterday. So, I'll start off with the games that were happening today. Bucks, Pacers, that's game 3. Series is tied. Going to Indiana. I have the Bucks winning this one. I just think the Bucks are overall the better team. I don't see the Pacers. It's a young squad, and I don't see them beating a veteran Bucks team. Just led by Dame. And Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, and this Pacers team is young. Tyrese Halliburton. Miles Turner's a little older, but he still can play at a high level. T.J. McConnell, he's older, coming off his best season in his career though. But then we have the Timberwolves and Suns. That is game 3. I went at 9:30. I have the Suns winning this one. So Timberwolves are up 2-0. And I think the Suns get one. Suns get one in Phoenix. I think KD's going to have a good game. We haven't seen a great playoff game from KD, D-Book, or even Bradley Beal. And it's just not going to get it done in the playoffs, especially against this Timberwolves team. I don't think they're, deep run in the playoffs potential. I think maybe they get past this round. Right now it's leaning towards their side, but I think if they get past this round, I don't see them going past even the second. Rudy's been great, Kat's been great, Ant's been great, the West is so good. I don't see them winning. And then Mavericks, Clippers, rocking the Mavericks hat today. This is an old school logo. But Clippers Mavs were going to Dallas. And Game 3, series tied 1-1. I'm not trying to be biased, but it's Mavs home court. They're coming off a win. Kawhi looked rusty, so I do want to see what Kawhi looks like today. Or I should say tonight. He did not look like Kawhi Leonard last game, and that's okay because he hasn't played since March. And he's got to get back into the groove of playing high-level NBA basketball in the playoffs. It's one thing to, be out for a couple weeks and then play a regular season game. But if you're injured, you come back from a couple weeks of injury, and you have to play in a playoff game, it's got to be hard. Paul George, he's been surprising me this series. He's been hitting almost everything. And then Harden, he's a good player. He's never going to be a bad player. He's never going to be the worst player on the court. But then I'm going to focus on the yesterday's games. We had 3 games yesterday. Cavs, Magic, Nuggets, Lakers, and Knicks, 76ers. So I'm going to start off with the Nuggets-Lakers game. And played in L.A., by the way. And Nuggets come out with a win again. So Nuggets are up 3-0 in the series. And, Nuggets, I think, win the series. I don't know how can you doubt the Nuggets right now. Up 3-0. Maybe the Lakers steal one in their home court. They didn't do it yesterday. They were on an 8-0 run in the first, as soon as the tip-off. Lakers had the energy, and the Nuggets just came back. So, Jokic, I see the Nuggets making it to the finals. I don't know if the Nuggets are, I mean, the West is just so tough, and I know I chose the Nuggets to win, and I do think they are going to win the West. I think they're going to win the West and make it to the finals. I don't know. Western Conference is just so packed. But yeah, I think Lakers are done. I mean, it was 105-112 on Lakers home arena. I don't see the Lakers winning the next one, so I see Nuggets making it past the Lakers. Cavs and Magic. So we had one West game and two East games. And then today, two West and one East game. But Cavs and Magic. Magic played out of their literal minds. 83-121 was the final score to that game. And I don't know how you come back from that. I mean, Cavs in Orlando for game four. I mean, how do the Cavs jump back from that? They just lost by, 40 plus points, and you're not even on your home court. And so I see Magic taking the next one, and I think the Magic, they surprised me yesterday. I think they have a chance to take the series. I think every team, I mean, maybe except the Lakers and Heat, have a chance to win their series. Like, 76ers, I'll get to that in a minute. They have a chance to win. Suns have a chance to win. Mavs could win. Clippers could win. Donovan Mitchell, not good. And, Paolo Banchero. It's surprising me in the playoffs. And I saw this, some NBA broadcasters were debating who is going to have the bigger series, Donovan Mitchell or Paolo Banchero. Donovan Mitchell has tons of playoff experience. Paolo has, I think he has none. But I think in order for their team to win, I think Paolo has to have the bigger series. Donovan Mitchell, he's the best player on their team. But if he has a bad game, bad series, he's got Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland to pick him back up and to lead that Cavs team to a win. You got Paolo Banchero. If he has a bad series, Franz Wagner, Markelle Fultz, Jonathan Isaac. You can't count on those guys to pick you up in a playoff series. So I think Paolo Banchero needs to have, and I think he will have, the bigger series. And so moving on to the 76ers-Knicks game. 76ers still won in Philadelphia. And like I said, I think the Sixers go back. I think they come back. So I see the 76ers actually winning this series. 114-125. That's an 11-point difference. You can get comfortable with an 11-point difference. In the playoffs, it's a lot more scary, but Embiid had a good game. Maxey. Last game, game two between these two was insane. With 76ers fans, mad at Maxey being, they think, fouled. And I don't think he was fouled. Do not think he was fouled. In another podcast episode, the refs on like almost every are letting them be physical. In this Lakers Nuggets game, they were letting them be physical. In the Mavs Clippers series, they're letting them be physical. And another guy said, this is 90s ball. And I like 90s ball. I like physical basketball. Because you need to be physical if you want to win a championship. Knicks 76ers, I do see the 76ers winning this series. So they got one more game in Philadelphia. I think they need to take advantage of home court. I think home court is insane for every team's chance of winning. You just got your home fans cheering you on. So those are three games today. Three games yesterday. Again, Nuggets are up 3-0 on the Lakers. Timberwolves are up 2-0 on the Suns. Bucks are up, not Bucks. Series is tied between Bucks and Pacers at 1-1. Clippers the same, 1-1 with the Mavericks. 76ers and Knicks, the Knicks are leading 2-1. And then last but not least, of course, just for today's and yesterday's game, the Cavs and Magic. Cavs lead that series 2-1. I do see the Nuggets making it to the finals. In my second episode, my playoff predictions, I saw the Nuggets and the Bucks going. That's like the dream matchup for, and the NBA. You got a Jokic and you got Giannis. They both got one ring. They both got incredible squads. Jokic got Jamal Murray. Giannis has Damian Lillard. And I know those players aren't on the same level. Dame's just another breed. But, we've seen Jokic. We've seen them fight through, so many playoff teams. I think the Lakers are, I don't think they're a bad team. I do not think they're a bad team. I just think they just got stuck with a good old Nuggets team. So that's really unfortunate for them. And if you're an NHL fan, the Stars, no, just the Stars, like I'm talking to the Stars people, because I don't know that much about the NHL. Stars, number one seed, and they got to face a Las Vegas Golden Knights team that, they're down 2-0, and they're going to Vegas now, which is even worse. And, Vegas was injured a large portion of the season. But now, right when the playoffs happen, of course, all their guys coming back. And of course, they beat us the Western Conference Finals last season. As a Stars fan myself, it's just tough. I don't know if y'all know this, but so my favorite teams of so I am a Mavericks fan for basketball. I am a Texas Rangers fan for baseball. Love Texas Rangers. And then Stars for the NHL. And then I am not a Cowboys fan. I am a Philadelphia Eagles fan. That is only because my dad was, he grew up near Philadelphia, and when he started to like football, the Eagles were right there, and everybody loved the Eagles. And that's when the Eagles were, like, making it to the Super Bowl, or not Super Bowl, but NFC Championship, like, consistently. So I am an Eagles fan for my dad. We cheer on them. And I do not like the Cowboys. That's just because I'm an Eagles fan. So I am going to wrap this one up. I think we had some surprises. That Magic game surprised me the most. I did expect the Nuggets to win this one. The Nuggets are just better than the Lakers. They just are. Cavs and Magic. The Magic surprised me. Dropping 40-plus points. Winning by 40-plus points on the Cavs. This is a good Cleveland team. But yes, I am going to wrap it up. So I will see y'all Monday for episode number 5. And that will be another NBA episode. We're getting to MLB soon. As soon as the NBA is done, NBA playoffs are done, I'll go to MLB. And then NFL draft was yesterday. That was the first round. Today's the 2 and 3 round. Some good players. Caleb Williams going to the Chicago Bears. It was a crazy draft, so I will see y'all Monday for a recap of what happened over the weekend with the NBA. And I am going to be starting to talk about a little bit of MLB, a little bit of NFL. Like little tiny bits and pieces. But then after the NBA, we're going full on MLB and some NFL. And then just like, so since it's basketball playoffs, I'm focused on NBA. When it's MLB season and MLB playoffs, I'm focusing on MLB. And then same thing for NFL. So I will see y'all Monday. And recap of the NBA playoffs. See y'all Monday for another episode number 5.